Today is the 9th of October 2021, and we are all gathered here for the second session of the Mindfulness for Beginners in English program. And I would like to welcome our Venerable Dhammakusala Thero from Nissanramane, who is going to conduct the program. And I also welcome to this audience all the participants from the UK and other parts of the world who are joining us through Zoom technology and the MixLR. Bhante, I invite you to start the Dhamma talk now as the first item on our agenda. Many merits to you, Bhante.
Dear Dhamma friends, today we are connected here with the second program of our Mindfulness to Beginners program. So today also we will take some time to discuss a little bit about our practice. And then we will gradually move into the discussion. So initially, I would like to make some comments regarding our practice. So when we think about young children, when we think about them, they are always blissful. If you talk to somebody like that, if you be around somebody like that, we can always feel that bliss. When I say young children, I am meaning about 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. So that age, they are always blissful. And it is so blissful to be around them. It is so pleasing to be around them. So it is said that the research shows that usually they laugh about 400 times per day. In a day, they laugh about 400 times. Now, when the same children grow into adults, when they become adults, that reduces. It is said that an adult usually laugh about 10 to 15 times a day. So we have to ask, what happened? You were blissful when you were a child, but now you are not so much. So what happened? We have to ask again and again. So this very nature is due to a thinking mind. Usually when we function, our mind is always thinking about something. We are having a lot of expectations, targets, goals, destinations. We usually think about those things continuously and we target those things. In our mind, we are always aiming at something. We are trying to reach a goal or a destination. So these things continuously work in our mind. Again and again, we think, we target, we go after certain things. So that is the nature of our mind. That is the behavior of our mind. So when you were a child, you were more present. You weren't lost in your mind. You weren't lost so much. But when you grow into an adult, you usually think about certain things, expect certain things, have destinations in your mind. So this is a never-ending process that again and again continue in this pattern. So when we think about it, let's say when we wake up early in the morning, we get some thoughts. We think about certain things. We think about certain tasks that we have today, we have to do within that day. So then after a while, let's say you go to that place that you wanted to go. Then, are you satisfied? No. Your mind will think about something else. Your mind will still think about something else. Maybe you wanted to have a particular meal and you are thinking about it. Let's say when you get that meal, are you happy? No. Again, you are thinking about something else. Again, you are thinking about some other destination. So this pattern continues every day, every moment. So as long as you are lost in your mind, you are not so blissful. as a child, you were more present. You were living in this world. You are living in the present moment. But when you grow into an adult, you usually become lost in your thought processes. You usually become lost in your mind. So it is said that this mind is like, the thoughts are like snowballing effect. So you get a small snowball rolling down the mountain, and little by little it is gathering, it is accumulating, and after a while it is so big, it can crush even humans or houses, it can crush. So our mind also, the same thing is happening again and again, and you are lost in that process. Your mind is lost in that process. You are continuously thinking, thinking, thinking. So that is the way, that is the usual way of our behavior. So it is easy for us to create some unnecessary things, maybe unnecessary suffering, maybe stress, maybe depression. All these things, it is much easier for us to create in such a mind. When you are lost in thoughts, you forget about the real world, and instead, you are in a dreamy world. So that is happening. That is the usual way, the usual nature of our mind. As mindful practitioners, we try to understand this problem. We try to understand this issue. If I am not mindful, I am lost in some other world. I am not living in the present moment. Maybe I am thinking about some other place while I am here. Let's say 8 years old person, if you ask how long you have really lived, he might initially get confused, but after a while he will say, I remember I was living when I had my first child. For about a month or two, I was living. I remember the times I got married, that time I was living. Maybe when I was a child, I was playing, I was running around, that time I was living. So if you add up, maybe only about like 1 or 2 years, he has really lived. The rest, he is gone in that lost process, that lost mind. So you go to such a person and you, as a talking to a fellow human being, you talk to that person, right? As a fellow human being, you do small talk. But he will think that this person is trying to do some harm to me. Maybe this person is angry with me. Maybe he is trying to kidnap me and do some harm to me. So the thinking mind is deciding for you. The thinking mind is creating some monster that is not really there. Let's say you go and tell them something good. You go and appreciate them. Then again, they think that maybe you have fallen in love with them. Is in love with me, they will think, and they will create another type of a monster. So this is the nature of a mind that is lost. This is a nature of a thinking mind. So when we see this real nature of our mind, it is good that we try and prevent it. It is good that we try and do something about it, and we can be more present. We can live in the present moment. We can be more attentive if you do that. So as mindful kids or as mindful adults, we try and practice this. We try and be in the present moment. We try and again try to be in the present moment. It is not easy. If you try, you will realize as soon as you let it go, it will go into the past, or maybe it will go into the future. Again and again, you have to practice. Again and again, you have to intentionally come to the present moment. If you do that, you realize after a while, this new circuit is working. Initially, you had a circuit of getting lost in thoughts. That was your pattern in your brain. That was the usual circuit that is functioning. But when you practice again and again, when you become alert about the present moment again and again, then you realize little by little, I am activating a new circuit. I am creating a new potential in my brain. That potential is to be aware, alert about your surrounding, about the present moment. So you will realize when you do this again and again, you can feel the snowballing effect. The thoughts are appearing. It is creating some kind of a monster inside you. But if you break it, and if you come back to the present moment, that practice is the value that we are talking about. So this is, you can't do one time and forget about it. Instead, you have to do again and again. And try and be attentive. Try and be in the present moment. So that way, you have to practice. So we are saying that it is like playing a glad game. You have to be glad about the present moment. If you are not glad, your mind will, of course, think about some other destination. You will try to go into some other destination. You will try to talk about some other destination or goal. If you are not glad about the things, if you are not glad about the present moment. So it is, in a way, we are playing a glad game. If you are comfortable, if you are glad about the present moment, you don't have to do anything with your body. You don't have to speak. Instead, you can just be. Have comfort in your seat or have comfort in your walking and just be. You are going nowhere. You are just walking back and forth. You are not trying to reach anywhere while sitting. Just try to be. Just try to be glad that you're walking. Just try to be glad that you're sitting. So when you do that, initially you will feel that it is so difficult. My mind is always trying to reach some other destination, some other place, or some other goal that I have in my mind. So again and again, you have to do this training. Little by little, you will realize that your mind is training to appreciate the present moment. Your mind is starting to appreciate the present moment. That new circuit is starting to appear. That new circuit is starting to work again and again. So more and more you try to stay in this moment. More and more you try to enjoy this moment. You will see the wind blowing in the surrounding. You will see the sounds of the birds. You will see the sunlight. You will see the beauty of the surrounding, of the nature that you are in. Maybe you are in a crowded environment in a city, but still you will appreciate your surrounding. You will appreciate your family members more and more. You will appreciate your wealth more and more. You will appreciate your professions or the education more and more, because you are glad about what you already have. You try and be glad about what you already have. So when we come to mindful practice, we can do certain various activities, try and be like that, try and do certain things to make yourself glad about the present moment. So one activity would be to write down 10 things daily that you are glad about. So you are not writing down about big things. You are not writing down about your car or the job. Not about big things, but maybe tiny things. Maybe about tiny things, but in vivid detail. Let's say maybe you are writing down about your morning meal. It was so nice. It was so delicious. And this is what I had. And this is how I felt it. Maybe you are writing down about some breeze that you felt during the day and how nice it felt. So in this way, we try to appreciate little things in this life. We try to appreciate small things in this life. We try to appreciate the things that I already have. That is the present moment that we are appreciating. That is more and more going into the present moment and more becoming aware about it. So this is the practice that we are talking about, being glad about the things that we already have. Now let's say you are working, you are studying, you are having a busy schedule. If you get a meal after working so hard, maybe you will get a meal, maybe dinner you are having with your family, but you are not paying attention to that moment. In a way, we try and practice saying grace. In a way, we try and be thankful about this meal because you have worked so hard to supply your family and yourself with these things. If you try and be aware, you can appreciate that meal along with your family. If you are not appreciating, you will have that meal and think about something else. While thinking about some other thing, you are having that meal. So while you have a meal with your family, maybe dinner, try and appreciate that. Try and become aware that you have worked so hard to gather this, to supply this for yourself and your family. And can I appreciate it? Can I be glad about the meal that I am having? Maybe you are brushing your teeth. Can you appreciate that you are brushing your teeth? Can you be aware that you are brushing? It feels like a menial task. So your mind is usually prioritizing something else while doing it. But if you can just appreciate what you are doing, if you can just be with that process, then that is the practice that we are talking about. So in a way, little by little, we try and become more attentive to the present moment. We try and become aware about the present moment. So this is a skill that you have to develop. It is not given. The usual circuits are given. The anger circuits are given. The stress circuits are given. All these circuits are given. They are usual. They are operating automatically. But if you try and practice this way, then you realize that you are activating new circuits. You are letting your brain into a higher potential. You are allowing blood flow into unknown areas of your brain, higher areas of your brain. And when you do that again and again, you realize you have become more and more attentive about the present moment, and you have become more like a child. Child who is laughing when he is happy. Child who is crying when he is sad. He is fully living this present moment. He is fully living this life that he has. So if you observe a child, you can feel this nature. When he is happy, he is laughing. When he is sad, he is crying. He is fully living. You give him a small toy and he is wholeheartedly playing with it. He doesn't think about some other thing while playing. Instead, he is wholeheartedly doing that activity. And who he is glad about that small toy that he is having. So this kind of a practice that we are doing, when you practice more and more, you can realize that my mind is more and more staying in this present moment. My mind is more and more glad about the present moment, and my mind is appreciating these things that I have. When you do that, you are automatically blissful, you are happy, and you are living your life. It's not past or the future that you are living, it's the present moment. It's not past or future that life goes in, it's only the present moment that you have. You can't touch past or the future, it's only the present moment. Every second the life is passing. It is like a moving train. When you are in the train station, you can see a train moving. So the life is moving in this similar manner. If you are not attentive about the present moment, if you are not paying attention about it, then you are letting it pass. You are not living your life properly. So more and more, try and be aware about the practice. More and more, try and see how you are again and again get lost in your thought processes. When you see that, you can do some activity. You can come back to the present moment. So when you see your mind is lost in thoughts, you can observe your breath instead. You can break that usual pattern and try and observe few breaths. Otherwise, you can try and listen to the surrounding sounds. So what you are doing is that you are breaking that usual pattern of thinking mind. You are again and again try and bring your attention to the present moment. So a lot of things, tricks that you can find and apply into your life. But the very first thing is that you have to be alert. You have to be aware. If you are aware, then only you can do these tricks. Then only you can apply them and try and come back to the present moment. If you are not aware, you don't know. So it is said that mindfulness is like a superpower. Why it is a superpower? Because it is a superpower to know what you are thinking while thinking it. It is a superpower to feel what you are feeling while feeling it. So it's a superpower. You have to develop it little by little. And when you develop it, you know that I am angry. You know that I am jealous. You know I am thinking these thoughts. Other people usually, after a few hours only, they become aware that I felt angry. After a few hours, they become aware that I was jealous. Maybe even after going into the jail, they become aware that I did something wrong because of my thinking mind, because of my emotions. But if you know that you are thinking, if you know that you feel these things, then that's a superpower. Now you have somewhat control over your thinking. At least you know that you are lost in this type of a thought. At least you know that you have these emotions in your mind. That way, you have some kind of a control over your actions and words. You have some kind of a control over your mind. So when you know that, you can apply certain tricks. Like I said, you can observe a few breaths and see whether thoughts are still there. You can observe surrounding sounds and see whether you are still angry. So that type of a practice we can do and apply into our lives. And this way, if you practice, you realize that you are becoming more and more attentive about the present moment, more and more aware about the present moment. So I hope these few words were useful for your practice. And next, I think we have some time dedicated for our mindful practice. So today, I would like to introduce mindful walking practice to you. Last time we did mindful sitting practice. Today we will spend some time with mindful walking. For this, you have to select some area about 10-15 feet length that you can walk without disturbances. So if you can hear my voice, and you can start walking. And try and pay attention that you're walking. So maybe 10-15 feet, you have some area, you are walking back and forth. Don't try to control so much, don't try to change so much. Just walk in a comfortable manner. Walk in the usual way and try and pay attention that you are walking. Try and become aware that you are walking. What do you feel when you walk? You don't have any destination in your mind. You are just walking back and forth with comfort. Maybe you will feel the surrounding sounds. Maybe you will feel the thoughts. Maybe you will feel the sights. That is fine. Again and again, become aware that you are walking, that your body is walking. Become attentive how your body is going back and forth. Maybe you will feel the ground. Maybe it is a cement. Maybe it is a tile floor. Maybe there is a carpet. Just notice what you feel. Your attention will go to various sounds. Your attention will go to various thoughts. You just become aware, and again, be attentive about the walking process. Can you feel the weight shifting from one leg to the other? Can you feel how your feet is touching the ground? Just notice whatever you can feel. Just become aware. Various things will come, sounds will come, thoughts will come. Your mind will start storytelling. Just become aware that those things are happening. Again and again, try and come back to the walking process. Try and pay attention to your walking body. So in this manner, we will try to spend a few more minutes paying attention to our walking. Now you can come back to your seat and make yourself comfortable. So that was a little introduction to mindful walking, how to practice mindfulness while walking. Last week we did mindful sitting, today we tried mindful walking. So this way every week we are trying to do some mindful practice as well. Make sure that you get a proper introduction how to do mindful sitting and walking, and that way we will continue. Now, before we move to the next part of our program, I would like to introduce a small task, probably a anger hack, we can say, probably a stress hack, we can say. When you feel angry, when you feel stressed, when you feel that you have so many thoughts in your mind, and when you feel it is too difficult, you can try and practice this small activity. You can try it anywhere where you are, even in a busy crowded street. You can try even at office. You can try. This is a very nice small activity that you can do. When you feel anger, when you feel that you are lost in your mind, when you feel that you are so stressed out, maybe while you are working, you feel too tired, then you can try and practice this type of activity. So here, it is called I Spy. So we are going to notice certain things from our senses. So for this one, I think you can use this Zoom chat. And all of us, we will try and do it together and try and notice certain things from our senses. So the very first thing would be to notice 5 things from your eyes. 5 things you can see. That is the very first thing. So try and look around your environment. Try and notice 5 things that you can see with your eyes. So you are just noticing things from your surrounding. If you like, you can use the Zoom chat. Otherwise, you can use a piece of paper. Then the second thing would be to notice 4 things that you hear. Then thirdly, we will notice 3 things that you can feel with your body. Now it is becoming more and more difficult. Now you have to notice 2 smells, 2 things you can feel with your smell. Then finally, 1 thing you can taste. So that's a small activity that is called I Spy. And you can use this type of activity during your day-to-day life when you feel that you need to break the thought processes, when you feel that you need to take a break from something, you can use such an activity. So if you like, you can share your information in the chat. So I think we had enough time for that activity. And we can move forward to the next item.
much merits to Banthi for that explanation on mindfulness practice, and also for the short duration of mindful walking, which we did in actual practice now, and then also the I-Spy example, where we can break our anger or thought stream of anger or any other thought stream by using a quick technique that will be very helpful for all of us. Banthi, I will next proceed on to sharing the beginner's guide to mindfulness. I have put this into the Zoom chat, so anyone can copy it directly from there, because last time there was a small problem with the PDF document. I have also shared the PDF document in the Zoom chat. Now I will share my screen and go through step by step on explaining the guide on mindfulness that we have drafted. So there could be beginners here in this program, in this session today. We have two videos, one on mindful walking and one on mindful sitting. These videos are shown here. They are to help any person new to mindfulness practice to get used to what we advise. So in mindful walking, you can gain an understanding of what to focus on during your mindful walking, the sole of your feet, the body movement, and thoughts. And then on mindful sitting, there's a video which will show you how you can keep focusing on breathing, the body sensations like heartbeat and the rising and falling of the chest area. Once you are familiar with these instructions, then you can, these are simple instructions in two simple videos. So once you watch them, you can allocate, let's say, 15 minutes to 30 minutes each day on mindful walking. And then after the walking is completed, you can go on to mindful sitting, another 15 to 30 minutes for a beginner. Of course, you can go to 1 hour on each session when you are used to it. And when you complete this for a few days and you have, let's say, had about 2 hours of mindful walking and 2 hours of mindful sitting experience, then you can write down your experience as a reflection report and share with us through the forms and email. So I will I will provide some instructions or some advice on how to write the report. You can use your own wording. You can simply describe what you felt when you are walking, how you started, what was your object during walking. It could be the sole of your feet, it could be body movement. You can do about 10 minutes of warm-up walking and then another, let's say, 10 minutes or 20 minutes of continued walking, focusing on how your feet touched the floor, what you felt, whether you felt body movement, whether thoughts were coming into your mind, how you observed them, how you shifted your, whether you shifted your focus back into your body or the movement, like that. You can describe in your own words. Then the next report would be in about mindful sitting. You can describe how you felt when you started your mindful sitting, whether you can see your breath moving in and out, or whether you can see your body posture, whether you felt how you inhaled and exhaled, rising and falling of the chest area, whether you were having any thoughts coming in and out of your mind. So like that, you can provide a brief description in your own words so that Banthi can understand how to guide you to the for the next sessions, for the next sessions in mindful walking and sitting. Once you report writing is very essential when you write down what you experience, you also get to feel some strength by doing that, some progress by doing that. So we all always highly encourage you to write down what you experience, because that becomes a more progressive support for your next sessions when you practice. You can share with us the Google form here. Is there for you to fill in and submit the report. It's very easy to use. Once you type it in English and submit, we'll get it. And then we'll read it out in the next session, and Bhante will advise you based on what he understands from your report. You can alternatively, you can email using this email address, beginnersnv@gmail.com. And then we will, either option, we will provide the reports in the next session. These are the details for our Zoom session and time. Sri Lanka, it's 1 p.m. Melbourne and Sydney time, it'll be 6:30 p.m. going forward. And then UK time, it'll be 8:30 a.m. And these are the Zoom details, which we have shared with you at the moment. And that is the end of our beginner's guide to mindfulness, the description. Now, as the next session agenda item, I will like to invite Lushani to read out the reflection reports that we have received from you for today's session.
Thank you, Namanta. Avasarai Bhante. So today we have four reflection reports and three questions. Would you like me to start with the reflection reports or the questions, Bhante?
We will start with the reports.
Thank you, Bhante. So the first report is on mindful sitting. I sat down with the intention of starting sitting meditation. I watched my breath as it went in and left out through my nostrils. Flow of breath was my primary object. I could feel my focus shift between breath and other body sensations at the beginning. As time went on, I could feel it become easier to focus on the breath. The thoughts in my head started to die down and my mind calmed down further. But my focus shifted to thoughts once and once again, while I could still feel the breath moving in and out. After about 20 minutes, I found that my focus was resting automatically on the breath. Even after this time, I could see that my focus left the breath and went into thoughts to come back into the breath. I knew that my focus was away from my breath only when I felt the focus resting once again on my breath, moving out through the nostrils. For the whole duration of mindful breathing, sometimes it was easier to focus on the breath, and sometimes it was harder to focus on the breath. I also experienced laziness, but I was not exactly sure whether this helped my attention on the primary object or not. Please, can you advise me, Bhante? This report is from an adult in Australia.
Okay, in this report, we have valuable information. Now, when you pay attention to your breath, initially you feel like the thoughts are troubling you, but little by little with time, you realize that although the attention shifts to thoughts, it is always coming back to your breath. And after a while, you know that the short thoughts are becoming shorter and shorter. You can keep more and more attentive to your breath. So this is the training that we are doing. When you train, you reduce the energy of the thoughts. Instead, you bring your attention to the present moment and disturb the thought processes. Break the thought processes and be attentive about the breath. After a while, you realize although the thought processes are there, they are not disturbing my mindfulness. Be shifting here and there, it is totally fine, and you don't have to change it. So laziness will come. That's a very good sign, positive sign. When you do this type of a practice, you feel lazy, and laziness is coming. So that's another sign that we are practicing in a proper way. Because if you practice properly, you will feel this laziness. So usually we try and get up and wash our face to get rid of the laziness. But the practice is not like that. You have to stay with the laziness and see whether it is disappearing after a while. Similar to thoughts, it will disappear after a while. Let's say you get bodily aches, pain in your body, that too will disappear after a while. So this training, you are observing again and again, and your mind is little by little realizing that whatever that comes is disappearing after a while. So it is not taking too much trouble due to these thoughts or the sounds or the different sensations from your body. So this is the very practice that we are talking about. You have to continue this way. Let the thoughts flow. Let it go to the thoughts and come back to the breath. So it is not under your control anymore. It's just happening. It is more like nature. It is more like water. You can feel it is flowing and coming back. You can feel it is not under your control. So if it is not under your control, just let it be. Don't try and make a fuss out of it. Instead, just be at ease and observe. You feel that you are going back to the thoughts, again coming back to the breath, again it will go to the thoughts. This is more like automated process that is happening. So we don't try to interfere and change it. Instead, we accept that this is not something that I want to try and change. Instead, I just be the observer. It is like observing somebody else's activity. You just observe your own mind, similar to you're observing somebody else. And when you do that, little by little, you realize that you are not taking so much pain out of the thoughts, out of your day-to-day incidents. You are not taking so much worry, so much anxiety from them, and instead your mind is calm and peaceful. So that calmness, that peace is what we are looking after, and that is what we are chasing after. So this is the practice to reach it. This is the practice to reach that peace and calmfulness in your mind. So you may continue this way and try and share your experience with us in the future as well.
Thank you, Bhante. The next question is from an adult in UK. Sorry, it's a reflection report. And it's from an adult in the UK. When sitting and walking, I find my awareness of my primary object, breath or pressure on feet, to be fleeting as my attention follows other thoughts and sensations that arise. I find I can note this and return my attention to the primary object. Should I continue in this way? What is the indication that this practice is progressing in the right direction? I have limited experience of describing my practice and would appreciate advice on how to improve this.
Okay, so we can take some information from previous report as well. Now, if you think you have this under your control, then of course you can try and change it. But if you think this is happening automatically, then there is no need to change it. Just let it be, let it happen, and you just become the observer. So it may go to thoughts, it may come back again. It may go to various past incidents, it may come back again. If it is happening, then you don't have to take worry. You don't have to worry about it. But if you are doing something, then of course you can create worry out of that. So being glad, if you are glad about the present moment, you don't have to do anything with your mind even. So when you do mindful sitting, you have no verbal actions or bodily actions. You sit in a calm and quiet manner. Then only the mind is there. Mental actions you can feel. Of course, when you try to be mindful, that is also some action that we are doing. Let's say after a while you feel that even that action is not necessary. You feel the thoughts, you feel the breath again and again. It is going here and there. So if you can just find peace in that activity, just become glad about that activity, just become the observer, then you don't have to worry about changing your attention as well. Because you are playing this glad game and you are glad about what is happening. So you don't have to even change your attention. You just be the observer, let it flow and just be the observer. So you have to develop that type of attitude towards your practice. And if you do that, then you realize the mind is going and it is coming back again. It won't stay forever. It will come back to the primary object, as you mentioned, and it will again go back to the thoughts. Again, it will come back. So this process is happening again and again. And when you practice, of course, with time, you will feel that your mind is staying in the present moment more and more. How to know? Because the mind, if it is staying in the present moment, you will feel more peace and happiness in your day-to-day life. Let's say the incidents will come. Various things will come. People will blame certain incidents from the work. All these things are there, but your mind is not taking so much pain out of them. That painstaking nature is not there as it used to be. So that is a good sign that you are progressing. So you can measure. You can measure whether this is helping your day-to-day life. You can't do it within a few weeks, but you can try it for some time and try and see whether this is helping. Whether I am more and more calm and peaceful due to this practice. Whether my mind is taking more and more pain out of these incidents, or it is easily forgetting, easily letting go. So that's a good measure whether you are progressing, whether you are practicing correctly. So that's my advice. You can try and see for yourself. And you can again report back to us.
Thank you, Bhante. The next report is from an adult in Australia. It's on mindful walking. I started walking with attention on my feet. After a few minutes of walking, I felt that my walking was happening without intention. I felt drowsy and felt as if I'm walking through a blur. The body moved on without any instruction from myself, and I could feel an emptiness in my head. I heard noises, but they did not convert to meaning. The mind went into noises and thoughts, but managed to come back to the sensation of feet movement by itself. I felt I'm walking without any specific objective. Once and once again, I could feel the sensation of my soles through the blur. After 30 minutes of mindful walking, I ended my exercise. I would appreciate your advice.
Okay, so when you walk, little by little, you feel like that you can't pay attention so much. It is becoming blurry and the walking process is happening automatically. It's like you are not controlling it. It is more automated. It is in this autopilot mode. And it is just happening. And if you can just be with that process, you realize that although I intentionally start this, now it is almost like happening automatically. And I can just be the observer. I can just pay attention and notice the process that is happening. So it is called the flow state. As per Taoism, it is called flow state. So you just be with that. You try and make your peace with it and just try and be with this walking process. Sitting also, the same thing will happen after some time. After you practice for a few weeks, few months, you will feel that now I don't have to do anything. It is just happening. It is just flowing. And I just be with that flow. Walking also, you can feel that. So that's a good level of practice that you have to achieve. And when you do that, it is so comforting, so relaxing to do mindful walking and sitting. It feels like you have slept for 4 hours and woken up and you feel fresh. It is a healing process that is happening. Similar to sleep, it is healing our body and mind. So even during walking, sitting, you can feel. So if you do, let's say After a work day, if you try and practice for 45 minutes of mindful walking in this manner, if you do that, you realize all the thoughts, all the incidents from the day or the last few days coming and going, and little by little you are becoming peaceful among them. All the thoughts are coming, little by little you are becoming peaceful. So this is a good way to end your day. You are preparing yourself, you are letting go, you are making yourself peaceful again after a work day, after a busy day. You can try and do this. So it's healing your mind and body. And when you do that, you become calm and peaceful. So always you can see what is the nature of my mind before I start, after walking for 30-40 minutes, what is the nature. The difference you can see right there. After 45 minutes, you feel calm and peaceful. When you practice for a long period, you feel that when I started a few months back, I was like this, my mind was like this, it was so painstaking. But now it is so calm and quiet. Although the incidents happen, it's not taking so much pain out of there. So that's a good way to continue your practice, and you may continue this way.
Thank you, Bhante. The last report is from an adult in Australia. It's on mindful sitting. I sat down observing the body and how it kept on breathing in and out. I could feel the upper body rising and falling with the breath moving in and out. I observed my thoughts. Thoughts started to calm down, and then I felt the breath becoming prominent. I focused on the breath. I could feel the breath moving all the way into the lungs and moving out through the nose. I felt sleepy and attentive at the same time. Next, I could feel a lot of vibration within the body, mainly from breathing and heartbeat. I found it amusing how I managed to enjoy this vibration. Part of my mind was still, but part of my mind was active, observing the vibrations that took place in the body. End of the report, Bhante.
Okay, right. So even this little vibration from your body, you can enjoy it. That's the beauty of the present moment. That's the nature of this present moment. You are enjoying these little things, and it is making you so much calm and peaceful. Let's say, otherwise, what will you do? You will think about something in the future. You will think about incidents from the past. That is how we are spending most of our time. We think that everything is happening to me. Everybody is blaming me. All the incidents are making me hurt. That's the usual way of thinking. But when you do this, you feel, I observe this in my body, I feel calm and peaceful. I enjoy it so much. So that's the beauty of the present moment. That enjoyment, you don't have to try and pay for it. It is freely available. You don't have to go to some other places. It is freely available. So if you go after material things, you will not find satisfaction. Again and again, you search for it. Again and again, you go after them. But your mind is not peaceful. Even after 80 years, you won't be happy. You have achieved so much, still you are in pain, you are suffering. But if you find peace within you, then all the other things doesn't matter. All the material things, all the outside things doesn't matter, because you have peace in your mind. You have happiness in your mind. Your mind is calm and peaceful. So this is the practice. So you can do this even during your workday. Take a few breaths and observe. Take a few moments and, you know, close your eyes and just pay attention. Or just go for a walk, 5 minutes, 10 minutes walk, maybe through the car park. You can just be. You can just be aware that you're walking. You can just be with the environment and make yourself calm and peaceful. So that's a good sign that you are enjoying these little things. You are enjoying the present moment, you are enjoying these sensations from your body. So your mind is turning towards the correct way, the light that's within you. So even little kids, they are saying, I hated probably like washing clothes. But now I make it a hobby. Now I do it with mindfulness and I enjoy it. I do the task properly. That's one advantage. And the other thing is that I am enjoying it. I feel calm and peaceful after doing this activity. Earlier, it was so stressful because we don't like to do such activities. We feel it's better if somebody else do it. But when you practice, everything becomes like a hobby. Even brushing your teeth becomes like a hobby. Having a meal, washing your clothes. So all these things come together. So you can continue and try and report back to us again.
Thank you, Bhante. So now we start with the questions. There are three questions in total. The first question is, what is the minimum time recommended for daily mindfulness meditation practice?
Okay, what I suggest is that as long as you are aware, you can practice. So if I say in this manner, you will become confused. But that's the way. When you say mindfulness, there is no time limit. So always you are doing something. What we suggest is that you pay attention to that. Just be aware that you are doing that. If you say formal practice, then that's a separate question. When we say formal practice, we say mindful walking and sitting. So that too, you can start with 20 minutes if you are a newcomer. Just daily do 20 minutes of walking, 20 minutes of sitting. Maybe early morning you can do the sitting session. And late in the evening you can do the walking session. You start with 20 minutes. If you can go up to like 2 hours, that's the best.
Thank you, Bhante. The next question is, multitasking is a skill sought and admired at work, at my workplaces. Does multitasking contradict mindfulness?
Right. So that question also we can relate to previous one. So our idea is to just be aware and just, you know that you are doing it. Maybe you are answering phone, maybe you are eating something, then you are typing in your computer, all these things you are doing. So many things happening. So for a beginner, it is not advisable because you are among a lot of things. You are confused most of the time. So we say, slowly, mindfully, silently, do one thing at a time. One thing at a time, and that done well. That's the idea. But when you move your practice into day-to-day life, you feel that you can't do such things. You have to work. You have to manage certain things at once. So that's a skill that you have to develop. Some people, they are good at multitasking. Some people, they prefer doing one thing at a time. So it depends on your personality as well. So what I suggest is that at least reserve some time for walking and sitting. Start there. Then little by little, when you move to your day-to-day life, sometimes you can't help. You have to do multitasking. You have to do various things at once. So that is fine. As long as you are comfortable with it, that is fine. If it is creating so much stress within you, then there's a problem. Maybe you can't reduce it right away, but try and see how you can make changes. You know your life best, so you can make changes and, you know, make yourself stress-free. Let me add another thing. Now, when it comes to our mind, can it stay in a single task? When you pay attention, can you see it is staying in a single task? Our mind is always jumping here and there. So always our mind is multitasking. But what we do is that we prioritize some activity. Let's say driving. So you have to keep your attention to that. But you are talking to your family, you are watching your phone, maybe you are eating something, all the things are happening. But if you don't give proper attention to your driving process, then that's a problem. So you have to prioritize it. Now, this is the activity I'm doing, but I can, of course, contributing other things as well. So you have to decide on your life based on your lifestyle. Can I do one thing at a time and finish it? If difficult, then you have to handle a few things at once. If it is creating stress, if it is creating difficulty, then you have to find a solution. So I'm not giving a yes or no answer to this. It depends on your personality. If you feel comfortable, some people, they feel comfortable doing certain things at once. And they are having their attention and the priority balanced. So you can't say, like, with mindfulness, you can't do if I say, then I'm wrong. So you have to decide. You have to look into your life. But as a starting point, we prefer doing walking, sitting. That's a formal practice separated for mindfulness. But when you go into your day-to-day life, you can't do that thing. So you have to do certain things and you have to balance it. So it's a skill that you can develop, try and see. And if you share with the group, they will also learn from something from it.
Thank you, Bhante. The last question for today. With back, shoulder, and neck pain, how should one optimize the mindful work ethic, sitting and walking at home and at work?
Now, when it comes to pain, you feel that it is difficult to practice and your attention is always going to these things. But if you continue for a while, you realize, although the pain is there, I can feel at least single breath. I can observe at least one. I can feel at least single step. I can be mindful. So that is a good starting point. If you start talking about pain, so that won't lead us anywhere. But if you start at least observing single breath, and if you reply, next week, I observed single breath. I could only do that, but it felt like this. I was able to observe two steps and it felt like this. So if you start there, then we have a topic. We have a discussion. Otherwise, if you just talk about pain, it won't help you. So you try and practice for a while. Let the pain be. Don't try and, you know, fight with it. Instead, just do mindful walking and sitting. Try and observe what you feel in your body. Maybe it is breath, maybe it is stomach. When you walk, maybe you will feel the ground, maybe the feet touching. So whatever you feel, just observe. At least for a short moment, you observe and you tell that experience. It is a positive approach that we have to take. We give our priority to breath or the body. That's the place we start. And little by little, of course, we go to the other thing. So yeah, you have to start somewhere. Just try and report back to us next week about your mindful walking and sitting and what you felt.
Thank you, Bhante. That concludes the reflection reports and questions for today. Much merits to you, Bhante.
Thank you very much, Lushani, and much merits to you. And much merits to Bhante as well. Bhante, shall we move on to the next session item, which is where we would ask others from the audience to raise verbal questions?
Okay, if they have questions, we can take a few minutes.
Okay, I can see a raised hand from Hermine. Can you please, I will unmute you.
Avsarai Bhante. I sent in my reflection report as per the instructions given to you last Saturday's meditation program. On managing physical pain, you wanted me to report, like do brushing of my teeth, but I was hoping that it would be read and I would get some instructions today. I wonder why my reflection report was not
for you have it?
Bante, I have the report with me actually. Is it all right if I read it out?
Yes. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Bante. And yeah. My reflection report on brushing my teeth as per the meditation instructions given to me by the Venerable Thero to my questions. I started brushing my teeth mindfully, feeling the hardness of the brush in my hand. I felt the touch of the brush on my gums and teeth. I could also feel the taste of the toothpaste. I could feel the pain and pricking sensations in my face. My mind went wandered into thoughts. I realized they were negative thoughts. There was a feeling of agitation. This remained for some time before I could bring my mind back to the present. I could feel the hardness and the cool touch of the feet on the tiled floor. I again realized that my mind had wandered and brought it back to the present moment, to the activity of brushing the teeth. I could hear the sounds of the birds and it was pleasant. I realized my mind had wandered and brought it back to the present moment. This is my reflection report on brushing my teeth. End of report, Bante.
Okay, so here you started somewhere. It's a good report. You have a lot of valuable information there. So this is the process that is happening always. You can just be the observer. And if you observe it, you will notice that thoughts are not so positive. Maybe they are negative. The emotions in your mind are not so positive. They are negative. So those are the usual circuits that are working. Those are the usual habits that are working. That's fine. When you observe it, there's a new circuit that is working. You are empowering a new circuit. Instead of becoming agitated, you observe the emotion. Instead of becoming worried, you observe that there is worry in my mind. And that is the activity that we are doing. So now let's say every week, at least 14 times you can practice this. When you brush, make a label or notice or something, just keep something to remind you and just be aware that you're brushing. So this is the process happening. You don't expect anything else. These are the exact things that are there. That is fine. You just observe again and again. Today also I am brushing. Okay, tomorrow also I am brushing. Okay, day after tomorrow also I am brushing. Like that, you are doing again and again. So within 1 week, see how many times you can practice. So this is how we introduce this practice into our lives. When you do that way, each and every moment you can practice. So it's good activity that you have done, good report you have presented. So now we have a starting point. Now we know what is the practice. Now I can feel the thoughts. Now I can feel the emotions. And although they are there, I just become the observer. As long as you are the observer, you are not in pain anymore. You are not agitated anymore. Instead, you observe. It is like clouds in the sky. We think that the sky is covered with clouds. But is it covered with clouds? Clouds are just here and there. Sky is much deeper. So our mind is also like that. Thoughts are just clouds. We think that thoughts represent our mind. Emotions are just clouds. We think that emotions represent our mind. That is not true. It is much deeper, much, much greater than those things. So when you do that, you realize that although the agitation is there, I am not agitated. Although the worry is there, I am not worried. So this is the very practice. And as I mentioned last week, you are removing that second and third arrow. The first arrow is already there. You can't prevent it. It says pain is mandatory, but suffering is optional. Pain you can't avoid, but suffering, there is option. It is optional. So when you practice this way, you realize that I am not taking the suffering part. I just have the first part, the pain part. But suffering is, I'm not taking. For you to realize that, you have to practice for some time. So next time, if you can present a report on mindful walking, we would really appreciate that.
Okay, Bante.
Mindful walking. Yes.
Oh, thank you very much, Bante. Next, we have Chatu raising hand. Chatu, you can speak now. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Bante. I have a general question. And because it's, I guess this is a new program, if I was sort of like a skeptical person or someone who didn't know mindfulness, and I guess my question would be, why should I bother doing mindfulness? And I guess like I remember something about like it being like a superpower. But for me, or maybe like a westernized person, non-Buddhist background, I'd be very skeptical of believing that. Why would I practice mindfulness? That's the end of the question.
Okay, so if you are happy about your current situation, if you are happy about your mind, if you are happy that you have comfort in your mind, then there is no need. So you have to decide. The people who are practicing, they usually have some difficulty. They feel that this world is not working. They feel it is so stressful. They feel I have so many thoughts. I feel difficulty. After working day, I'm so tired. I'm so exhausted. So they have the motivation to practice. They feel this difficulty in their life. So they can go after something. If you don't feel that difficulty, then there is no need to practice. That is why if the person should be motivated to practice, the motivation is this. Motivation is this difficulty in their life. This painstaking mind is the motivation. So if they have that motivation, they try and search for something. They try and search for some solution. How can I get rid of this pain? How can I become calm and peaceful? So that's the meaning of practice. Try and see whether you have that motivation. So that's my answer.
Thank you very much, Bante. That was a very good answer. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Bante. Is there any other person who is willing to raise a question on your mindful practice or related to mindful practice?
Namant, I think now it's...
It's almost
done. Here, so we can wind up the program.
Yes, Bante. Yes, so today we have gathered and listened to a Dhamma talk from Bante on mindfulness practice. And Bante has also kindly shared with us further insight on how to guide ourselves based on the reflection questions raised and reports raised to us. And I hope that all of us are able to keep on practicing and keep on reporting so that you can proactively engage in improving your mindfulness over the long term. With that, I would like to wish merits to Bante and all participants. And wish all of us can improve on our mindfulness moving forward. Next, if there are any questions regarding the program, I would like to ask anyone who has questions to raise their hand.